A lot of New Hampshire voters still have no idea who they'll vote for in the First in the Nation primary. A new poll this week from CNN and UNH says just under half of voters are undecided. And so some Democrats and independents say they're looking inward. Anger has become a major factor in their decision. NHPR's Lauren Schulgen reports.
On a recent Friday, Phil Herbert took his nephew Jeff Hurley out to breakfast to talk politics. Uncle Phil got the ham and cheese omelet, and Jeff went all out.
The Big Mo or something, the biggest breakfast I've had in 5 years.
Actually, he ordered the King Mo. The Big Mo is what presidential candidates want out of Iowa and New Hampshire. Big momentum, get it? And speaking of, Jeff is all in for Pete Buttigieg, and he wants Uncle Phil, who is totally undecided, to consider him too. So after they ate, Jeff took his uncle to a Buttigieg rally in Concord, and that's where I met them.
If you're at all on the fence with anybody, come listen to Pete talk, you realize the absence of anger, the absence of hate. To me, those are the biggest things.
I've talked to a lot of voters like Jeff who say they are done with hostile political dialogue. They want a president who promises unity. Jeff was considering Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, but he couldn't stomach the way they fought each other on the debate stage earlier this month.
And Bernie, I love him, but I feel like the supporters, they're so angry.
Yeah, this is not the same country I grew up in.
This is why Jeff might have an opening with his Uncle Phil. So they're standing in the back half of the crowd. Uncle and nephew, Buttigieg takes the stage, and just 5 minutes into his speech, the former mayor gets served up with a test on this exact thing Phil and Jeff are talking about. About 40 young climate activists start disrupting the event, holding up signs that look like they could be Pete signs, but actually say Pete takes money from fossil fuel billionaires.
See some inaccurate information going up here, so let's dispatch with that real quick. I've taken the fossil fuel pledge.
The protesters start chanting. Buttigieg starts getting louder, trying to turn the attention back to his remarks.
Will we turn on one another or will we unite to tackle the issues that we face as a country?
I ran right over to Phil and Jeff the minute the speech was over.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, he's impressive.
Impressive?
Very, very impressive, yeah.
Uncle Phil says he liked the way Buttigieg responded to these protesters, not letting it become a fight. And now he's really considering voting for him.
The people on the right, that are way to the right, the people that are way to the left, they're the people that make all the anger, make all the division, and we don't need that right now. So we need somebody like him.
So for Uncle Phil, Buttigieg passes the anger test. But for other people in the room, he failed it.
He was saying, like, no, like, we're fighting for the same thing. Like, I want the same thing as you. Saying that we were being too divisive, which I think is bullshit.
Hannah Furster was one of the protesters. She's with a group called New Hampshire Youth Movement, and she'll say right to your face, she is angry. And there are many voters like her who want a president with a fundamentally different leadership style, one that reflects this anger about things like climate change and student debt.
Calls to unity don't really mean anything if we don't have leaders who are willing to fight for young people.
A few days after the Buttigieg protest, Hannah's group, the New Hampshire Youth Movement, endorsed Senator Sanders. Josie Pinto is a field organizer for the group, and she says a lot of Sanders' policy positions and his attitude align with theirs.
I think Bernie Sanders is one of the few who really means what he says and will fight for the things that he says he will fight for.
But Josie and Hannah are aware of the limits of that approach. They get how anger can be off-putting to people like Jeff and his Uncle Phil. That's why Josie says they actually won't be protesting against other candidates anymore. Now that they're in for Sanders, they don't want their anger to end up hurting his chances in New Hampshire. Lauren Schulgen, NHPR News.